T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
It was a violent holiday weekend in Chicago. 10 people are dead. Nearly 40 are recovering after being shot. The story from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
It was the deadliest Memorial Day weekend since 2015, when the tally included 56 shot and a dozen killed. Always a grim start of the summer in Chicago, especially when the temperature climbs, sending more people outside. The bulk of the shootings were on the city's south and west sides. The police superintendent, David Brown, had announced a summer operations center at the start of the weekend, part of a strategy to avoid what happened. He'll address the violence at police headquarters later this morning. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Phase 3 of Illinois' reopening plan due to kick in on Friday, and many businesses are getting ready for it.
Restaurants will get to open sit-down service Friday, outdoors for the most part, with safe distancing. Indoor seating will be allowed if half of a wall can be opened to the outdoors via windows or doors. Retail stores that hadn't been allowed yet to have customers inside will, but there will be capacity limits set. Hair salons, barbershops, and spas will be allowed to reopen with customers and employees wearing masks. And because more businesses will be reopening with more people going back to work, child care centers will be reopening too, with limits. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
State health officials reported 31 coronavirus deaths yesterday. That's the lowest number of deaths in a 24-hour period in a month. The state's death toll now stands at 4,884, with just over half the deaths taking place this month. The head of the federal court system in Northern Illinois is advising judges and lawyers about the changes they will encounter when courthouses resume activity.
In a video update, Chief Judge Rebecca Pallmeyer says the pandemic has thrown a major curveball to courthouses.
Every day, one emergency judge has been on site at the Dirksen Courthouse, conducting hearings on emergency matters in civil and criminal cases.
And there's been plenty, with thousands of new civil cases and motions filed since mid-March. Pallmeyer says for the next few months, both civil and criminal cases will not be done in person, which she calls a difficult but necessary decision.
At some point, more of us will be able to return to the courthouse, but we need to take steps to ensure everyone's safety. I have appointed a task force to plan for the safe resumption of operations at the courthouse.
Another update is expected later this week. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Indiana's primary election will be held on June 2nd, 1 week from today, and voters can take part in early voting starting today. Elections officials are also advising voters to be prepared for pandemic-related safety measures that are in place. Social distancing restrictions are being enforced, with voting stations at least 3 feet apart. In addition, poll workers must have access to hand-washing stations, and every surface will be disinfected after each voter, and both workers and voters are encouraged to wear a face mask. Neighbors and family are mourning the loss of a longtime Wicker Park resident, retired Chicago teacher, and historic preservation activist Geraldine Jer Baginski.
Baginski died over the weekend in a house fire that destroyed her coach house in the 2100 block of West Potomac. She would have celebrated her 77th birthday Sunday. City officials are still investigating the cause of the fire, although investigators do not believe it was suspicious. Second Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins tells Block Club Chicago the coach house and the adjoining two-story workers' cottage represented Baginski's childhood home. At 76, he called her a bridge to an important era of Chicago history. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
One person is recovering after being shot along the Bishop Ford Freeway this morning. The details remain sketchy, but state police say a man says he was shot along the expressway at Dalton Avenue. The investigation caused the roadway to be closed as police investigated. Weapons charges filed against two men after police officers were slightly injured Sunday night, dispersing a large crowd in Englewood. Police say 21-year-old Jaquan Hayden of Homewood and 42-year-old Cedric Monroe of Englewood did not have valid FOID or concealed carry cards.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.